Penis. 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 Penis.
Okay.
Penis.
Yeah.
Penis. P I N U S. Penis.
Okay. Perfect. This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Barf Boat.
Welcome to the Barf Boat, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I am Curtis Charles.
And I'm Justy Barf.
And we're in this club today to entertain you something fierce. And we're prepared. We are prepared to do so. What?
You're more prepared than I am.
Well, you're ready. You're lubed up.
I'm ready. I'm all ready.
Yeah, you're ready. You're ready to receive and to output. Material, the content.
I took a 10-minute nap before I came here. I'm ready to go.
That's right.
10 minutes. I shot ropes before I came. I'm ready. My mind is clear.
That's what's up.
I shot ropes.
That's what's up. Gotta get that poison out of you.
That's right.
That's what they say. You know who says that? Cool, old, sad guys.
Yeah.
You gotta get that.
Nuns.
Nuns? No. Not what I'm thinking. Not where I'm going with it.
Oh.
I have a destination for this line of thinking.
Okay.
Cool, old, sad, and cool is in quotes. Sad dudes. Cool, old, sad dudes.
Yeah.
I got to talk about him. And first of all, guy I work with that I've mentioned before, codename Hoss.
Mm-hmm. Cool, old, sad dudes. COSD, Modern Warfare.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hoss is definitely like he's in this category. I don't know how sad he is, but he don't care, so it's close enough to sad.
Yeah.
But anyway, it just reminded me. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the show.
He's cool though.
In quotes.
Okay.
Yeah. he's into like doing cool shit with the bros.
Yeah.
And like telling his buddies about it and having buddies.
Yeah.
He has a ton of buddies. You know, that's what it's all about. He loves The Godfather, loves Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Loves Caddyshack.
Yeah. He sounds like my dad.
He's probably similar to your dad, but like, because this isn't necessarily a bad stereotype.
Yeah.
There are a lot of these guys are shitty dudes, but they don't have to be.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Haas, I would not say, is a shitty dude. And obviously, your dad's not either. But it is a. Does your dad play golf?
Fuck no.
Okay. So that's where they diverge a little bit.
He hates that shit.
Yeah. Haas is a...
He'd rather work on a fucking car.
Right.
Fix a motor.
Yeah, I think that's where it kind of divides a little bit because some of them, they chase after that, like, you know...
Some are after the golf. Some are after The Godfather. Some are after gears.
Right. That's right. Cogs.
Yeah.
Wheel. Fucking drivetrain.
Engine shaft.
So, did I ever mention on the show how Haas... calls people big?
No.
He's the kind of guy who most, you know, like most of these dudes that we're talking about.
They call you Big Curtis? Big Kurt?
No. It's
Big
better.
Kev?
It's better than that. But it's a similar sort of intent. These are guys who always have to end a conversation with something like, I don't know, go Pats?
Yeah.
Go Pats, bud. Or something like that as they leave. Haas is the king of these things because he's a salesman. So on top of it, he does have to act that way.
Yeah.
To a certain degree. So he'll say, go Pats. He'll say, hit them straight. Talking about golf.
Yeah.
Game of golf.
I love clubs. I love ball.
He's the kind of guy.
Putter.
He says, yeah. He talks about his golf buddies and he calls them the good old boys. And I could gather all this just from eavesdropping, by the way, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But big. So he said, he calls everybody buddy and he'll be like, okay, buddy, see you later, buddy. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm guessing that the lineage of big comes from him calling people big guy, which is a weird thing to say to anybody that's not a toddler or a dog.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he said that at one point to people just in day-to-day life. But then it sort of was shortened to just big. And I've heard other people do this. So it's not just him. But they'll just be like, take it easy, big. Like, just big. You never heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. People do it.
Yeah, someone's going to do it in the barbershop this week.
Yeah, probably. See you later, big. Big!
Don't call me big. Don't comment on my size. I do not wish to be perceived, hoss.
I'm not big.
I'm not big.
I'm small.
No.
I'm tiny. Baby. I'm a baby.
I'm a little fucking baby. I'm
just a baby. So anyway, Haas leads to our topic, our starting topic for today. Golf.
Okay.
Let's talk about the game of golf without talking about the game of golf, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I get up. I like to get up early and I like to go out onto the green.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you skip the fairway, go right to the green.
I go right to the green.
Yeah.
Take a walk out there. Just admire the.
Now, are you a member?
Of course I'm a member.
Where?
Card carrying.
Which club? Which course?
I don't want to disclose that. I don't want people bothering me at the club. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. They know me at the club. It's not, you know, it's.
Yeah. They know you. Well, they gotta.
Yeah.
You know, your card carrying, you pay forever. You pay a big bucks. You pay your dues.
And now that I'm a big deal.
Right.
You know.
Who's your pro? Who's your golf pro?
My golf pro?
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. Who is it?
Easy.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, my golf pro?
Yeah.
What do you mean my pro? What do you mean by that?
All these golf courses, they have a resident pro who's like a professional golfer and is like the... Just the guy who's everybody sucks their dick.
It's like a rotating sort of thing. We have many pros. Like we have Michael Jordan sometimes.
Right.
sometimes Shaquille O'Neal comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Magic Johnson comes through the door. And
wow, that's a tough pull.
Yeah, and they run about six, but it's mostly former basketball players, Charles Barkley. Yeah. It's all our pros.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so those are some big names.
Yeah, I know. It's a big club. And again, I just don't want to put the name out there because I don't want people bothering me. I'm on a first name basis with Michael Jordan, and it's not weird.
Right. Mikey.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? I get it.
Because you're not on that basis. So
right.
If you called him Mike, he'd probably hit you.
Yeah. He packs a wall up, Mike, from what I've heard.
Don't I know?
Yeah. So the game of golf, all right?
Scottie Pippen had a little stint.
I don't care about golf. Have you ever played golf?
Love it.
I got bored by it. But
I never played.
I got nothing against the game of golf. What I don't like.
I like going to the driving range.
Sure.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
First time I went, not what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Thought you were going to drive a car?
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah. Well, the club mentality is what's weird about it. It's very cultish in these, like, especially in these, like, fancy ones and, like, in Rye and shit like that.
You got to wear a collared shirt. You got to have the right
uniform. They got dress codes.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a place for adults.
I know.
But there's a dress code. Then they act like it's a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Except their uniforms are even weirder and dumber than Catholic school. Because why? Why is it that? Why does it have to be a golf shirt? Like there's this type of shirt called golf shirt.
Yeah.
This game doesn't require much of anything at all. Like anybody can play it if you've got arms at work and, you know, your bones are there.
Yeah. I could do it in a fucking Bruins jersey.
Right. But so it's not like a matter of, you know, wearing something that can contain your pads for football or something. It's like you just have to look this way because that's important to the game of golf. It's tradition. Come on. Get out of here.
come on. In this house?
Yeah.
In this house, Shooter McGavin is a hero. Right. End the discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Oh, Haas fucking loves that movie, too.
What's not a movie?
No?
What?
Shooter McGavin movie?
Oh, Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was a Sopranos reference, but I replaced Christopher Columbus.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
With Shooter McGavin. Got Same it. Level, honestly. Shooter McGavin was a bad guy.
Well,
so was Chris.
I don't know. He didn't do a terrible job directing Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I like those ones.
Golf Life. Let's stay on track, okay?
I know.
Listen.
Let's talk about the basilisk, okay? Would you?
Fuck a basilisk. I don't believe in a basilisk. What I believe in, golf.
I don't believe putters, in baskets, okay?
Basket. I do not believe in baskets.
Baskets.
So also, it's just for boys. I mean, it's not technically, I mean, it was, and it probably still is in some places.
Just for boys?
Just for boys. Like, there were clubs, in, like, recently that just, no non-boys.
No girls allowed.
No girls. You pay them a lot of money. They're expensive, and you have to use it. So you're paying to keep the greens, you know?
Yeah.
So they need thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and you need to be vetted like it's some kind of a secret society.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking weird because it's just it's another game. It's just like all those other games people play.
Yeah, but it's exclusive.
Why is it so exclusive? It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's like the most basic ass game there is. And why is it so exclusive? Chess, maybe that's exclusive because you got to be like a fucking nerd, right?
Yeah, but you don't need to.
But even that, you don't need
to own land to host the game of chess.
You don't have to own land to play golf.
Yes, you do. You need to be a landowner. You need to be a homeowner. It's part of the vetting.
Oh, okay. At the good clubs.
No, at all the clubs, even the bad ones.
Okay. Well, you know what else is important?
What's that?
Cigars.
That's true. I love chomping on a cigar.
You got to chomp on it.
Yep.
Nuts.
Nuts, yeah. I get a nice white owl from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I go down course and I bite it with my boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We make jokes about washing our balls, me and the boys, when you know, they have the ball wash stations.
Yeah.
Yeah, we make jokes about washing our ball, like our nuts.
You like your testicles.
Like, yeah, my scrotum.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, that's good.
I know. It's just for boys. It's a boys club.
I wouldn't
boys
have thought
will be
of,
boys.
I wouldn't have thought of something like that.
I know you wouldn't. That's why you're not at my club.
And I'd never laugh at something like that.
Okay, you know what else? Take your time. We're here to relax on this club. Don't worry about people behind you.
Hey, you got,
fuck them. Fuck them. I pay my dues just like everybody else.
There's an etiquette. At least let them go ahead, you know, if you are taking a lot.
Whoever
of time,
has the tallest socks gets to go first.
Whoever has the tallest son gets to go first.
You got to have a tall son.
You got to have a big son to big get into my son. Club. In the club that I have, your son.
Yeah, we measure your son before you're admitted into my club.
Yeah.
My golf club. I also don't like that it's called a club while the actual instrument that you use to hit ball is called clubbed as well. It's very confusing. I don't like
that.
They
should call it a golf stick.
They should. That would solve a problem.
A golf bat.
And sand wedge? Too close to sandwich.
Yeah.
Change that too while you're at it.
Yeah.
But how do those high socks help in golf?
They give you they make it so you can plant your feet on the ground a lot easier. You know what I mean?
A lot deeper.
A lot deeper, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to really just dig in with your heels.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I wear cleats when I go golfing.
I wear loafers, generally.
Loafers?
Yep.
Bring a shovel, because I'm going to be up to my knees when I hit that line drive straight down the middle. So, yeah, just had to talk my shit about golf pretty quick there, because I just don't get it.
One time I was out on the green.
Get the culture.
And I was in a tournament with celebrities at my club. And I got teamed with Bob Barker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard he's good.
He's really good. And I was having a bad day. And Bob getting real frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fought.
Oh, you hit Bob?
I hit Bob, yeah. Yep.
Did you say the price is wrong?
I said the price is wrong, bitch. Oh, and then he struck me several times.
Wow.
And then I thought I killed him, and he got up like the Undertaker, grabbed me by the neck, beat me up a little bit more.
Yeah.
walked on off.
Did he give you a tombstone?
Nope, none of that. No.
No.
No. I also fought an alligator. It was the alligator that bit my friend Chubb's hand off.
Why are gators all over these golf courses? I look at like news reports about like weird animal sightings all the time. So I get suggestions from Google and they're like, a fucking 25-foot alligator was spotted on the local fucking greens in Idaho or some shit where there shouldn't even be alligators. Why do they get there? What do they like about it so much?
I don't know.
Are they confused? They think it's a mini golf course and they need to eat the ball and shit it out?
Yeah, or they think it's, they think there's an arcade on the property, but there's not, because it's not for kids.
Right.
And then, the game where the alligator head pops out, you got to hit it with the club.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right. It's like whack-a-mole, but with...
With alligators.
I know the game.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I used to whack those gators real fucking hard. Hard as I could. Still do.
You do?
I played a fun spot last time.
They have that there?
Yeah.
I thought that was more of a Joker's or like a Hilltop kind of thing.
They got it there. Big thing.
Well, I'm the master at that game.
They got Big Bertha up there too.
They don't have Big Bertha at the fun spot. No.
Yes, they do. On the third floor.
No, the third floor is the good floor. That's got all the 80s shit.
Yeah, I know. In the other room. Where the one in front of where the golf thing is. Mini golf.
But Bertha?
Yeah, they got Big Bertha in there. I fed her a whole lot of fucking hamburger meat.
Is that what the balls are?
It's now. They updated the game.
Yeah?
Yep. You just throw fucking raw hamburger meat at Big Bertha.
So if anybody's listening and isn't familiar with Big Bertha, it's a...
just Google it.
Yeah, it's an arcade game.
It's not an arcade game.
Well, it's a game at arcades, but you throw... There's a physical like puppet lady with a giant mouth and you throw balls into her mouth and she eats them. And her name's Big Bertha. It's probably wouldn't get made today. It's a little bit offensive, I think.
Why?
Because she's obese.
No, she gets obese when you feed her. You fatten her up. You're doing her a favor.
All right. That's true.
It just shows.
Maybe she's pregnant.
She could be pregnant with fucking hamburger baby.
A burger baby?
Hamburger baby.
You ever been to Texas?
Born and raised.
Down around? Antonia. Well, I got a piece of news for you from Ben Hooper down around Texas way, right across the Mississippi River.
Yeah, I heard of him.
Montana-based company broke a Guinness Book record when it unveiled a giant belt buckle.
Belt buckle?
They made the biggest belt buckle.
I have a big belt buckle.
How big is yours?
My big belt buckle?
Yeah.
I got a big Danzig belt buckle.
How big is your big belt buckle?
Record shattering.
I doubt it.
Record shattering. How big was theirs?
So this is Montana silversmiths that assembled the world's largest belt buckle is shipped in 4 pieces.
That's actually, I have a son on the way. I told you that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this one?
His name?
Yeah.
It's going to be Montana Silversmith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to assemble my belt buckle for me before I go off to herd the sheep.
Right. Hell yeah. It's going to be Montana Silversmith.
Yee.
Barf boy.
Yeehaw, mister. Well, it's a bighorn trophy buckle. All right. And we take our belt buckles real seriously down around San Antonio.
Yeah. How long is it, though?
So let me tell you how big it is. Are you prepared?
How long?
Guess how tall it is.
How tall?
Guess.
6.
Bigger.
7.
10 feet, 6 inches tall. 10.5 foot tall belt buckle. 14 feet and 6.4 inches wide, mister.
Wow. Mine is actually
Bighorn.
Mine's actually the same dimensions except for what was the last number?
14 feet, 6.4 inches.
Yeah, mine was 14 feet, 6.5 inches. Yeah. So
that's better technically.
Yeah.
On paper.
It's my Danzig. But mine's Danzig belt buckle as well.
It's the Danzig logo.
Which makes it rock.
So it's not a bighorn though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their horns, but it's not a bighorn sheep.
It's better.
We are paying homage to a quintessential piece of the West and cowboy way of life. That's a marketing officer from Montana Silversmiths, Judy Wagner.
Oh, Judith?
Judith.
Oh, hey there, Judith. Come here. Come on now, Judith. I just want to take care of you.
Judith, will you have my next son? Can you keep my sons warm in your nest, Judith?
It's becoming more Hank Hill, yours.
That one, yeah.
It wasn't quite there. It was like Don Knotts meets Hank Hill.
Yeah. It's really the only one you say, Judith.
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 That's another good fucking Bernie word. Yeah.
Judith.
Judith.
Judy. Who will pay for Judy's Medicare?
Who will pay for Judith's new asshole?
The buckle is a perfect way to celebrate the industry and come together to showcase our lifestyle in iconic fashion. It's a culmination of a lot of people's hard work. It is amazing. Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's just a big fucking belt buckle. 15 feet across down Texas. You got to have a wide set of hips for that, sport that kind of. It's made out of fucking, it's made out of coal.
Hell.
Yeah.
Mine's made out of pure obsidian.
That's pretty, that's fancy.
Real heavy.
That's fancy. So, live in real time, we bring you an update.
Update!
Yeah, we're going to see. What are we going to see? What's update?
Update?
Yeah.
Jose Canseco, Showtime Car Wash. See you guys there tomorrow for 12 to 1.
He's still slanging that car wash.
That was January. I'm just trying to.
Jose Canseco, big time rough hitter.
Yeah.
Big hitter. Slugfest. Steroids, Bigfoot, aliens, and stuff like that. That sums him up. That's our guy. And he has an active Twitter presence. And sometimes we like to check in and see what he's up to. See if he's spoken to God or anything recently.
Right. Okay. So the last time we checked in with him, he was talking to the IRS.
Oh, yeah. Talking shit.
He was upset with the IRS.
Yeah. They did him wrong.
And I believe one of the last ones was flying to New York this morning. My plane crashed. I was swimming to my appearance and aliens picked me up and they're going to drop me off at my appearance at 1 o'clock today. See you guys then.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around there, I think, was our last one. Let's see.
Jaws Canseco.
So maybe this? December. This was Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to everyone except two certain people. I think they know who they are.
Two?
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
So Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez, number one.
And Billy Football.
Oh. Is it?
Maybe.
I bet it is.
Maybe.
Fucking Billy Football.
Or Mark McGuire.
No, they're buds.
Not anymore.
They're on good terms.
Are they?
I think so.
Oh. Okay, here we go. You should not pay for the Logan Paul Mike Tyson fight unless you have a knockout bonus, because it will probably be rigged. No knockouts allowed means it will be a controlled fight. Make sure they have a real knockout bonus. Then it will be a real fight.
Yeah. Bonus what? What does that mean? What's a knockout bonus?
I'm assuming for betting.
Oh, okay. So, like, I bet he's gonna get knocked out.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Once I rehab my knee and my shoulder, I think Alex Rodriguez should get into the ring with me.
Oh, my goodness. That I would pay. I would pay for that one.
I would, too. I'd definitely watch that.
I'd watch that live on Fight TV.
Hell fucking yeah. Okay. It would be a waste of money if they put restrictions on the Mike Tyson-Logan Paul fight. Let's make sure there is a knockout. There should be a huge knockout bonus for the night, January 7th.
So he's pretty sure that there's going to be a knockout.
It's got to be. Well, if not, it's fake.
Right.
Duh.
Because he got knocked out, didn't he, by Billy Football?
He lost.
He just lost. He didn't get knocked out.
I don't know if he did. He might have.
He probably knocked himself out.
Yeah. He knocks me out.
Hmm.
Okay, then he took a little break, and then he was back about 2 weeks later. While, A-Rod, you're so predictable, it's obviously you like blondes who are fitness models with light eyes. I told everyone you would end up with one. Jennifer Lopez was never your type or your age.
Oh, wow. She never was his age?
Never was his age. Not even when she was his, how old as he is now.
Yeah.
Back then.
Back then, hold them woman, now model, follow me.
I will be at Jose Canseco Car Wash tomorrow from 12 to 1. Come get an autograph, a car wash, and the cheapest gas in town. See you then.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled his name correctly that time.
That's a rarity.
It is rare. Jose Canseco Showtime Car Wash. See you guys there tomorrow from 12 to 1. The next day. If Ortiz is in the Hall of Fame, so should the other guys who use PEDs. Again, MLB screws it up. Again, talk about hypocrisy.
Wait, Dave Ortiz?
I think so.
Is he he's a Red Sox?
Yeah. What's PED?
Performance enhancing drugs.
Oh, yes.
Is he a piece of pet?
I don't know. I guess.
Wow.
Big.
He is big. I've seen him.
He is big.
Big.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy. I remember when he said fuck on live TV. It was fucking awesome. That's the only thing that ever happened in baseball that was cool.
I forget what he said. What about Curt Schilling pitching with a bloody ankle?
That was not cool.
I didn't think it was cool at all. That guy sucks.
Didn't he hit a bird with his fastball once?
Someone did.
That was cool.
Great. Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was just all feathers.
Yeah, just gone. Just smoked them.
Yeah. It was wild.
Yeah.
Ump day. All the players that are in the Hall of Fame who use steroids should somehow get together and try to get the other players in who use steroids into the Hall of Fame. Of course, that takes courage.
Of course.
Of course. Duh.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me that.
Jose wants to be in the Hall of Fame.
He's not?
I don't know.
Oh, no. I think he is, but with an asterisk.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Induct all or none. Induct all or none.
That doesn't make sense. I mean, there's got to be restrictions. Right?
So the first comment is yes. Every single player belongs in the Hall of Fame. And then the next one is induct Alex Rodriguez in the Hall of Fame. And then his next tweet, all or none, all or none, all or none, all or none, all or none.
Okay.
All or none.
He's making his point now. Now he's starting to make his point.
All or none.
Yeah.
All or none.
Yeah. And is this all one tweet?
And last but not least, all or none.
Is that one tweet or is that several tweets? Okay. What's his next tweet?
Can't beat genetics. Wonder Woman, eat your heart out. And there's a picture. It's not a picture. It's just a link to some woman named Amy's Instagram page.
Wait, is it his daughter?
No.
Oh, because he's talking about genetics. So I figured he would be talking about his own genes.
He's promoting his cameo here. Here we go. We're in March now. Please help me raise a lot of money for the Children's Justice Center. I will be hitting home runs. The further I hit the home run, the more you guys donate, trying to break the 500-foot barrier. Please help me with this.
No.
All right.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested in that cause.
Would you be interested in this cameo?
No.
Okay. Whatever you do, do not buy a motorcycle from the Ride Now in Vegas off of Boulder Highway. This is what I can't say. Oh, okay.
This is kind of,
They are expensive and charge ridiculous fees.
Uh-huh.
Check out the Ride Now at Surprise, Arizona.
Oh, yeah. They're out to get
you. Way cheaper and no ridiculous fees.
They're all out to get you. Wow. He even promoted another business. He's that mad.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. 3 days later, I will be at Jose Concerto Showtime Car Wash tomorrow. You know, you get the deal. Check me out on Cameo. If you want to know the truth about anything, just ask me a question.
Anything?
Anything.
He knows that the moon landing wasn't real.
He do.
And he knows why. Because he filmed it.
Oh, update on the home run hitting. Thank you to everyone who supported the Children's Justin Center in St. George, Utah. Furthest home run was 462 feet. He didn't hit the 500 mark.
Wow. So he lied.
He tried his best.
He lied.
And then, okay, on Easter, he says, Happy Easter, everyone, even A-Rod. Oh, hell no, I take that back. But he spelled no, K-N-O-W.
Hell no.
Hell no. And then last but not least, Matt Rinaldi and Jonathan Stickland said aliens are real and I believe it, and Bigfoot.
And Bigfoot
yeah.
believes it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I believe it, and Bigfoot.
I believe, yeah. Bigfoot is he's a hard guy to talk to.
He sure is.
It's hard to get a hold of.
Let me see something here. $100
For a cameo?
Yeah.
It's a little steep.
Let's see what they're like.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It's like you're battling a rare case of cancer in the hospital. I'm pulling for you, man.
Not that one.
Maybe not that one.
Hey, Jose, hi.
This one's other.
It's Jose Canseco. Looks like you won the March Madness bracket. Congratulations to you. And I guess your brother supposedly owes you $1,800 for losing their bracket. And he says he's not going to pay you if he'd appreciate more message from me. Are you kidding me? I'm not worth $1,800. He tell him to pay your goddamn $800. The best I can do is maybe a titty roll or something. Make sure he pays you that $1,800. Do not forgive him. I'm not worth $1,800. Congratulations, bye. Sarah, this is Jose Canseco.
I'll say that's not worth $100 if you ask me.
No. Was there a titty roll?
Yeah, oh yeah, he popped his titties a little bit.
That's $100. That might be worth $100. But you can't guarantee it.
Okay, this is Jose Canseco, and this is for, I guess, Dave from Dongs League. It says you guys are back again. Dongs will be flying. Only dongs count in our fantasy league. All right, so motivational speech. What are dongs good for? Well, ask your wife or your girlfriend. The bigger the dong, the better. Dongs are good for porn, sex with your wife, making her have an orgasm. Don't you even know what dongs are good for nowadays? I've heard you won this fantasy league for the last 2 years. Dude, you can't win if you don't know what dongs are. What's wrong with you?
What the fuck?
Hot dogs, long home runs, long dongs. I don't know what the hell dongs are good for. Are you kidding me? But congratulations anyways. And then Sean is the new commish. Sean should explain to you what dongs are good for. The dong league. Gee. When I played around, I was known for the long dong. I mean, the long bomb. I mean, the home run. Take care, buddy.
What the fuck? What was that?
Talk about the dong league.
That put me into a trance.
Yeah, that was wild.
I didn't get a word of that. Did any of that make sense to you?
No. No, it stopped making sense pretty shortly into it.
But that one kind of made me want to send one.
Yeah. No, I know. That was good. Let's see if there's more we can watch.
I bet most of them are fantasy bracket league shit. Fantasy foosball champions. Hey, Jose.
Buddy, Jose Canseco here. Happy birthday, man. A forearm bash for you. Damn, I still got some biceps on there. This is from your friends, Bob and Czar. Czar, what an unusual name. What is he, a czar of something, a country or something? Anyways, Russ, I want to wish you an incredible 26th birthday. It says you were a huge fan of mine. You loved watching me play. And was thrilled when I played with the White Sox. Shit, I played with them only 2 months. I did quite well. I thought they were going to sign me for next year, but nope. They could not touch me. They could not sign me. I wanted to play there for at least a year, hit 40, 50 home runs, but didn't happen. Everybody, a tremendous 26th happy birthday. You take care of yourself now, you can't.
What the fuck? What an enigmatic presence.
Yeah, just about all
weird,
of these have been.
Weird man.
Excellent.
Weird man. Yeah, like I can't imagine one not being interesting.
I kind of want to hear what he said to the cancer guy now.
Do you think he brings up like CBD or something?
How you doing, buddy? Looks like you're battling a rare case of cancer in the hospital. I'm pulling for you, man. Beat that cancer right in the ass. You can do it, buddy. It says here you go by the name Rock. And wow, used to be a catcher. And used to watch the Bash Brothers all the time. I appreciate that, buddy. You have 3 kids and they can hit a golf ball a mile. Maybe someday when you get out of that hospital, we'll all go play golf together. I can kind of hit golf ball mile from my age, about 350 or 380 around there.
No cigars on this one.
But buddy, I'm pulling for you, buddy. Beat that cancer. Kick that cancer's ass. All right, you take care of yourself.
That was nice of him. He'd probably go, too.
Yeah, he would.
He'd talk about himself the whole fucking time and wouldn't even...
No, he'd place bets and then call it rigged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't pay.
No, no. Oh my God.
He'd pay for his part. That's it.
Maybe. Anyway, now we got a segment.
Is that so?
Are you prepared for my segment? Or...
Yeah.
It's called Butterman. Tell the kids at home what this is.
This is a segment where we listen to songs and we try to figure out...
Somebody misheard the lyrics.
Yes, to misheard a song lyrics here.
Then we play them and just giggle at them. Yeah. Or we just play them, try to see, you know, if we hear the same thing.
Yeah.
And
we examine misheard song lyrics. That's what we do on this, on this segment.
Good word.
We examine them.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Smart. Well, this one comes from TikTok user, name of Grenier
1975. Okay. Dreams of Dragonflies.
It's the last part there. I'm going to play it one more time. Right here. And a baked apple pie.
Yeah,
that's all I hear. I don't know what he's actually saying.
And the baked apple pie.
Do you know what the actual lyric is?
No, I don't like Enter Sandman. I don't sing it. I don't.
I like that one.
I don't like that one. So. Heard it too many damn times. Also, too much fucking racket, if you ask me.
I like the racket, but I have heard it too many fucking times. Dreams of Dragon's Fire. Oh, wait, okay. Dreams of War, Dreams of Liars, Dreams of Dragon's Fire, and of Things That Will Bite.
Okay.
And of Things That Will Bite. Yeah. Dragon's Fire, and of Things That Will Bite. It sounds more like Baked Apple Pie than it does And of Things That Will Bite.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a good one. And then there was another one that somebody submitted. What was that?
Yeah, it was Russell.
Russell, yes.
Yeah, it was in Anthem Part 2.
Okay, I'll pull her up. Oh, yeah? Anthem Part
2
by Blink-182. Bread leaders. Politicians, kids can't vote, don't elect them. Kids can't vote on dogs elect them.
Yeah, he heard kids can't vote a dog elected. And when I was younger, I thought kids can't vote a dog's election.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
What is the lyric?
Adults elect them.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Let's hear that one more time. Now, yeah, it is clearly adults elect them, but I hear something different first, and I always have.
Yeah, dogs.
Some version of dogs and elect. So, yeah, that's definitely a good Butterman. If any of you people at home have any misheard song lyrics, send them on over. We'll play them. Send them to our Instagram at Cool Parents Worldwide. And that's actually a good transition into... something I wanted to just briefly touch upon, because there's not a lot of goof juice there, but it's more of a goof nugget.
Yeah, well, I'm goof daddy, so.
Right, so it's like a goof nugget, but not, it needs to be presented.
Yeah.
But singing voices.
Yeah.
Some weird ones. Tom DeLonge. Nobody else sings like that.
No.
I mean, it's a California accent, but like to the extreme, to like a cartoony extreme.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very distinctive. And then Tim Armstrong from Rancid and Operation Ivy.
Yeah.
He has the dumbest singing voice.
Yeah.
That I think has ever been recorded.
Yes.
I love it. I just love Rancid, but I can't deny that he's the worst singer on earth, I think.
Yeah.
But like, I don't mind that. It works for me for some reason. Just, I guess, because it fits. And I've listened to it forever, but still. Like, could the content of a song or the stuff surrounding vocals make up for horrible singing, do you think, in your opinion?
Yeah.
Like, Bob Dylan, not a good singer.
Yeah, I think he's a good singer.
He's not.
I think he is.
He is now, but at first he wasn't. But those, you know.
He isn't now. Now he sucks.
Well, I haven't heard him recently, but
he sounds like he's been smoking a bunch of cigarettes.
Well, he used to have the raspy voice, and then he had like a clean voice.
The clean one was better.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when he was all raspy and weird, you wouldn't call that a good singing voice, but like, I liked his music. Or like, or The Clash.
He's just got an interesting voice. It's like, that's what it, like if it's
right, if it's interesting. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe I find Tim Armstrong's voice interesting.
Yeah, I don't like it very much.
I like the rest of the music too, so that helps.
I like the music. The vocals are like ruin it for, or his anyway. Mm-hmm. I like Lars Fredriksson's vocals, but they sound more generic. Like other people have that voice. Mm-hmm. Tim Armstrong has.
Nobody else sounds like that. Him, and he talks like that now.
Yeah,
and he didn't always. It's gotten worse over time.
Yeah. And dude, his bucket's got a hole in it.
So. I've read somewhere that he like created like a character almost like way back when he first started, and his onstage persona would talk like that. But then he just sort of turned into that persona.
Yeah.
But yeah, even like he acts sometimes, and he was on the X-Files and shit, and he talks like he sings. It's so fucking weird. And he and Tom DeLonge did collaborate.
Yeah.
There was a song called Cat Like Thief by Boxcar Racer.
Yeah.
And Tim Armstrong's vocals on it are hilarious.
Yeah. Toms are great on that song too.
Yeah, but they're still weird. Like they're still very Tom.
Yeah, but they're like, I think those are some of his like cleanest.
What I did was I found this website where you can put songs. Song files into it. You can upload them and it will use different algorithms and shit to isolate vocals.
Yeah. Oh fuck.
And it can actually isolate individual instruments too.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but it does a really good job. And I think that's what was going on with when we played the Korn one a while back.
Yeah.
Cause you could faintly hear the music behind them, and that kind of happens with these, but I found the website to do that. I paid my actual money. And it's fun, like, to just strip vocals and strip, like, beats from stuff and, like, remix them and everything, which I haven't done yet. But I have just isolated vocals on a few songs.
Excellent.
And I just want to share them because I think they're very interesting and very funny. But, yeah, Cat Like Thief was one of them.
You got any of me?
No, I didn't even think to do that. It's a good idea. This one, I think, starts with Tim Armstrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, he starts with a weird little yo.
Yo, I fell down again, but I can't complain. Another false step could drive me insane. I only got myself here to blame, so I shake off my feet and I start again.
My favorite part is, so. Like, what? Is this
accent? Another false step could drive me insane. I only got myself here to blame, so I shake off the feet and I start again. Another false step could drive me insane. I only got myself here to blame, so I shake off
the feet and I start
again. Oh no, I said I wanna come back, but I can't remission and I'm gonna stay on track. Yeah, make a deal like that. I keep my head up, Lord, I never react. I wrote it down a list a month ago. 16 chapters of one thing you've blown.
My favorite part coming up. Don't leave her. Don't leave her. Don't leave her.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Don't leave her.
Don't leave her.
Don't leave her.
Don't leave her.
Yeah. I get up just to get knocked back down. I set up just to get knocked all around.
So
I want to say something, but you're out of town. I don't want to have another short down. I said, stand up, hey, yo, this may be clear. Follow your home. No, you were not there. You saw me coming, jump. You disappear. Oh no, everything seems so clear.
Those aren't words.
No. Here,
but I love it. Yeah. I love it so much.
Coming there, one by one, two by two,
three by three,
four by four. Let's do some more.
Call me back when word is that she's gone.
So good. Like I know it. I know it's not a good voice.
Yeah, it's
but
terrible.
It's a great voice. But I love listening to it. It's a bad voice that I love listening to.
I like this song.
The song's great. But he's almost rapping in it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. So he's got a mouthful of marbles or something.
Yeah.
And that's when was that? 2005 or something like that? I'm just guessing. It was like early 2000s.
Maybe 2001.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, well, normally, or in like the more classic, like Rancid stuff and Operation Ivy, not as much as in Operation Ivy. When he started Rancid, I think is when this whole like voice took over him.
Yeah.
And this is I've got the song Nihilism by Rancid, and I isolated the vocals in that just to compare his like punk song with his like kind of rap singing.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Transplants would be funny too.
Transplants would be funny, but it would sound a lot like Cat Like Thief.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some good ones. Anyway, so this is Nihilism. This is a pretty early one. So it hadn't taken over as much, but.
Wait, you didn't even play the Don't Leave Out. Don't Leave
Out. Oh, yeah, we didn't get there. That's right. Okay, let me find
I gotta hear that. Don't Leave Out. Don't Leave Out. Don't Leave Out.
Don't
leave
my, don't
leave
my, don't
leave
my. Don't
leave my,
yeah.
Don't leave my,
don't leave my.
He's saying
Dua Lipa. Yeah. Dua Lipa,
Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa. You're dancing it all along. Got my crew coming one by one.
It's like he's in a trance. Like he's rocking back and forth. Yeah. That sounds like Imogen Heap at the end there.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, Nihilism was an earlier Rancid song. It's not quite that deep into the voice, but it's fast. It's like really fast, and his vocals are super fast, so he just can't keep up.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that this first verse in Nihilism was hilarious, and it's even funnier without the music.
What album is this off of?
Let's go.
What's up, fellas? Just cannot stand up, boss. Hit the shots, I've all choked up. Please be for more of something. Don't reject it, don't instruction. Nihilistic feeling. Some of you try really hard. You see right through it. Not me so. Not me so.
It's just so many words. He goes, oh, no, no, no. He could be saying anything.
Walking up there for self-destruction, not affected by repercussions. The other people out there trick. Said I got now, I think I can think. Now let's get feeling. Some of it, if I try really hard, I'll see right through it.
Yeah, and this is an old shitty recording too, so it can't isolate the vocals as well.
Yeah.
But you still get a pretty good glimpse.
Stand up.
Sounds like you're playing in reverse.
He says, I'm so full of scotch I could not stand up. With the music in it, it sounds a lot like he's saying, I'm so full of piss that I can't stand up.
Well, you're touring a union district, and you drive that shit up homes. White ghetto paints a picture, broken homes and broken bones.
Yeah. It sounds like Rain Man at the end there.
It sounds like he's in the fucking Red Room.
Maybe I should reverse it.
Tim Armstrong in the Black Lodge.
I'll see what it sounds like in reverse.
You should. Wow, that sounded really cool.
So I asked the people on the Discord for suggestions of songs that might sound funny with isolated vocals.
Yeah.
And I just picked two.
How many?
Two. But we'll be doing more. So if anybody has suggestions, hit us up on the Discord or on our Instagram or however you want. I don't care. I'll isolate vocals all day long. It's fun. So, our buddy Brett, he suggested we do a Tom Waits song.
Yeah.
Which I think was an excellent idea. So I did Whistling Past the Graveyard.
Okay.
That's so weird.
Coming on nights, mate. An arm full of boxcar, the wings of a magpie, for the hooligan life. I busted up a chaperone, grabbed out by the Kokomo, took up a mess of mulligan, got into a fight, whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean bottle of a type of wood now, Jack. You never see me sleeping. How about a railroad tracks? Well, go on.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Keep it going.
The darkness. What about?
Wait, I gotta hear the railroad tracks again.
You never see me sleeping. How about a railroad tracks? Well, go on now, Prince of Darkness. What about all that smoke come from the stack? Sometimes I kill myself a jackal.
Because
I'm out on the blood. Steal myself a station wagon, driving through the mud. I'm on the way to the graveyard, stepping on the crack. A mean bottle of a pop of one out of jack. I know you see my headlights, the honking of my horn. I'm calling out my bloodhounds. Chase that devil to the core. That's now I chucked the Mississippi. Now that sucker dry as a bone. I'm torn in a taxi cab. I ever going home. It's about the graveyard. Stepping on a crack. Mean mother of a type of one out of jack. I haven't seen the glory. But a drain in another ditch. How only come to Baton Rouge, I gotta find myself a witch. I'm gonna snatch me up a couple of them every time it rains. You see, I look, I'm all that probably thinking it's a train. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on the clock. A mean bottle of a drop of one out of jack. What do you think is the sunshine? Just a twinkle in my eye. And a ring around my finger, close 4th of July. I get a little lonesome, tip off of my cheek. Fall to be an ocean in the middle of the week. Whistling past the graveyard. Arm full of boxcars, wings of a magpie, was a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear me up a rainbow, wear it for a tie. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on the crack. The mean mother of a Bible one out of jack. Hey, 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 hey.
Oh. Oh, man. There's like a hint of the, hey, mister.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's
it's like, hey, mister, in the night, if he was in the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, dark mister.
Yeah.
So, speaking of dark, this next one's definitely not going to live up to Tom Waits, but it's still an interesting listen. I mean, it had to be done, so here it is.
Shit.
Oh, shit. You know it? Oh, shit.
Shit.
No.
Oh, ah! Oh, ah! Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Can you imagine being the engineer in the studio? He's like, I'm just going to go in this, into this chamber and bark at the microphone.
Ignorant to me, looking at my own reflection. When suddenly it changes, violently it changes. Oh no, there is no turning back now. You've woken up the demon. Yeah, man. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
Sounds like a why.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your head and the death of what I make. Get up, get down with your the sickness. You mama, get up, get down with the sickness. You fuck, I get up.
David Draymond.
Well,
chorus number two.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your head and the number one to me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mama, get up. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, wait. There's a bridge, too.
There is?
Yeah. Come on, get down. And then a key change?
And I want you feel. Will you give it to me? It seems that all that once good has died. Come on, get down with the sickness. And this is the gift that has been given to me.
Should be.
Oh, okay.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what I say? Oh, wow. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. And I never want to make. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You must not get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You must not get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Come on, get down with the sickness. Come on, get down with the
sickness. All right.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to hear any songs, hit me up.
Joey Ramone.
Oh, I bet he'd be good.
He'd be very good. Yeah. Or Dee Dee, even.
Yeah.
Like Warthog.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes.
Or Endless Vacation, too. That's a real fast one.
Yeah.
Any Dee Dee song would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But Joey, I think, would be very funny, too.
Well, I did. I came up with this, like, right before we started doing this, so I didn't get a lot of time. But I did download and try to do it with Wandy.
Yeah.
For the song Putin.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And it the preview sounded awesome, but I haven't downloaded it yet, but I will. So, yeah, there'll be more.
Excellent.
Yeah. Love that. We got another segment, and then I've just, I got a quick story to tell after that.
Okay.
So the segment is called Tough Guy Poetry.
Okay.
Where we examine some of the toughest song lyrics and rock and roll songs.
In rock and roll history.
History.
Bontoni.
Danton Tony is in there sometimes. I don't know. Have we done a Bontoni?
Rambamboni?
Yeah. Have we done one?
Yeah. We've done some Rambamboni.
John Paul Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one was submitted a while back from listener by name of Twavith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by Soulfly. And the song is called Back to the Primitive, like a caveman's.
Okay.
So, you want to read?
Yeah. I don't know how to do French.
Wait, it says,
yeah.
Dois, tres,
quatro. Okay. Back to the primitive. Fuck all your politics.
Yeah, not political.
We got our life to live the way we want it to be. Back to the primitive.
That's what we want, yeah.
Fuck all your politics.
Yeah.
Who feels it knows it.
I feel it in my ball sack.
The God will guide me.
Yeah, the God.
It's like the Bruce, but the God.
Yeah.
Back to the primitive. Fuck all your bullshit.
That's right. That's below me.
We're back to set it free. Mm-hmm. Confronting the negative. Back to the primitive.
Yeah.
Fuck all you wannabes. You don't mean shit to me. Let it bleed.
So... if you're confronting the negative, so he's implying that in back in the days of the cavemans.
Yeah.
No
politics in the days
of the cavemans. There was no bullshit. No. There were no negatives.
If
actually.
You disobeyed, you know what they do back in the days of the cavemans? If you disobeyed the pack, they'd beat you to death with a fucking club.
And they'd eat all your meat.
And then they'd eat your meat.
Yeah. They don't let a piece of you go to waste.
Exactly. And they wouldn't feel a fucking thing.
And they'll pick your teeth with your bone.
Right.
So let it be. I say, let it bleed. I mean, that's what I say. Let it bleed.
You gotta let it bleed, yeah. The system.
Yeah.
It's bleeding.
Because things were better when I was likely to die of gangrene in my foot at the age of 13 years old. Those were more positive times for humanoids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Primitive.
That's the chorus. It rhymes.
Back to the primitive.
Uh-huh.
Fuck all your politics. Yeah. We got our life to live.
Right.
The way we want to be.
Boo.
Back to the primitive. Fuck all your politics, how it used to be. Check your reality, back to the primitive. Fuck all your politics, fuck all your wannabes.
Oh, yeah.
Arrgh! Back to the primitive, fuck all your politics. Forever, we will be what we want to be.
Oh, shit. This is a rallying cry, this one.
Yeah. And then primitive.
50-60 primitives.
Primitive.
And then there's the
primitive,
outro.
Primitive.
Uh-huh.
And then Primivito.
That sound Italiano.
Yeah. I'm
Soulfly.
I'm a little Italian.
I know. So.
You remember that movie, The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
You remember that scene where the Joker just goes, "Where's the Italian?"
Yeah.
It's my favorite line in the whole movie. It makes me laugh every single time. Where's the Italian? Like, I know it's coming too.
Yeah.
I love it. I just love it. Very good. Anyway, I also like a leper.
Like a leper.
Licks his lips.
They'll cast you out.
Like a leper.
Like a leper.
And then the Bane guy in the next one.
Where's Bane?
Where's Bane? Yeah. Can we get some girls in here?
Yeah.
His voice is, I love it.
It's rough.
It's sharp.
It's sharp. Yeah, it's got edges.
Yeah.
So I got a story, an anecdote for this deep, 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 dark end of show time. All the kids are asleep, right?
Yeah.
So now all the kids are asleep. We can tell this adult story. What?
Do you know how to spell deep?
Deep?
Yeah.
D. E. P. E. D. E. P. E.
Nope.
No?
D. E. P. P. P.
Oh, okay.
Deep. Double P.
I got it. Okay. Pippi. So I'll tell you a story about time when I was with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Probably like 2008 or 9, maybe. I don't know. Who cares? It was in the 2000s.
Yeah.
So it was back in the 20-aughts, as they say. My friend.
In the noughties.
My friend who shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
My friend was doing something illegal. All right.
What was he doing?
He was buying dope.
Buying dope?
Dope. He was buying drug.
What kind of dope?
Marijuana drug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was trying to find some of that marijuango. And I was along for the ride, and another friend of ours he knew a guy.
Yeah, he had a plug.
He had a plug before plugs were the thing that any of us knew about here in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And this was when you couldn't just go into a fucking store. You know, the good old days of the old Wild West of marijuana trade.
I didn't care for it. Because every time you'd call, they'd be like, I'm out eating Chinese food. I should be back in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they call you or they text you at 1 o'clock and they say,
"You ready?"
I ended up going out to the bars, but I'm home now if you want to stop by.
Right.
And I'm like, no.
Now, this was convenient. And also,
I already drank a bottle of NyQuil.
This is the first time that he had bought marijuana and I hadn't.
Yeah.
So this process was new to both of us anyway. So our friend, he was like, I know a guy. And this is a friend. This was our friend who always had a guy.
Yeah.
You know, like he knows a guy and it's never a good one.
No.
So he goes, I got a guy over at the skate park. And we're like, is that just where he lives? And he's like, he's there all the time. Like, we're like, can you call him or something to see if, you know, if it's all right for us to come pick some stuff up? He's like, no, just go there. He'll be there. He's always there.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay. And then he's like, I'll send him a text, an SMS message on his flip phone.
Yeah.
And
still has that damn flip phone.
Oh, yeah. He don't care. He's a roofer.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he is. But we took my friend's car down to the skate park. He didn't come with us, the kid who told us about the plug.
Yeah. It was just a tip.
It was just a tease. Just like, go there. And so, but he did send a message. So the guy was expecting us.
Yeah.
And we show up to the skate park. And this is nighttime, deep of night. And there are a couple kids fucking skateboarding in the road in front of the skate park. Not in it, just in the road in front of it. They're just, you know, doing land tricks.
Yeah. Manuals.
Yeah. And then there was a car parked. And we get out. He parks his car, or my friend parks his car. We both get out. And we assume, you know, the other car is this guy. Which it turns out it was, but we just got out and stood for a second and waited. And then this weird little guy comes out of that parked car. And he was like if Jesse Pinkman were like a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
But also was like 30. if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And he comes out and he's, you know, he's street smart. He's one of those guys.
Yeah. Are you and cops? You got to tell me if you're cops.
He looks around and he's got, I remember he had a fitted hat on backwards.
Yeah.
Over a do-rag.
Okay.
So honky in a do-rag. he comes walking over to us, very suspicious. He's looking over his shoulder and shit.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, are you blank? Whatever it was. He didn't say yes or no.
Yeah.
But he just goes, he nods his head, like not in an affirmative nod, but like a yo, like a hey.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm about to say something. Hey. Nod. And he goes, yeah, whippidus. And both of us.
Whippidus?
Whippidus. And both of us just kind of stood. We were frozen because we didn't know. We've never dealt with this type of an interaction before. Like, it was just very abnormal for us, but then also very abnormal just for life.
Yeah.
Because he goes, who whipped this? And we just both look at each other and we're like, what the fuck does that mean? What is he saying? And he repeated it.
Yeah.
Who whipped this? And we were like, is he speaking another language? Like, we weren't sure. We were genuinely thinking that he was saying something that we just didn't know the words, you know? We were like, what? Do you know blank? You know, the guy that plugged us? And he goes, who whipped this? And he was starting to get mad.
Yeah.
And then he points over at my friend's car that we came in.
Yeah.
And he goes, whip. That's all he said. It was whip.
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 Yeah.
And then we were like, whip. Oh, that's a whip. Yeah. Whose whip is this? Is what he's saying. And that's when it connected.
Yeah.
Ultimately, he wanted to know if that was our car.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to do the deal inside the car.
Gotcha. Okay.
But he used a foreign alien tongue to say it. And it didn't make any sense to us. And he had to repeat himself multiple times. And we were looking at each other like we didn't speak the same language.
Yeah.
But he was speaking English. I've never been in another situation like that. But ever since, that's a single, it's basically one word that sticks in my head. And just pops up every once in a while. Who whippa this? Hey, who whippa this? Just points at it. Who whippa this?
Wow. That's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's real good. You gotta turn that into a movie.
Whoopadus.
That's a picture. Whoopadus.
The Scorsese picture. Whoopadus.
Short film.
Flim.
Short film.
Short film. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. We appreciate you coming around. It's been fun. It's been a good one. I had a good time. Hope you guys had a good time, and I hope you come back next week. Listen to more of it. And if you like it, then you can support us by going to patreon.com/coolparents and dropping in $3-5, $3 or $5. Yeah. Very cheap. And you get bonus content. Bonus. Including our Mr. Dink wrestling video.
Yeah, we got to do Bone too.
And Mr. Bone's coming up real soon. So yeah, get on Patreon to see those. And what's our Instagram?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
Yep. You can send us messages, questions, concerns, requests, all on there. You can get to our Discord through the link in our bio. You can get to us on TikTok at cool_parents. You can go to our website, and that gets you to all those freaking places, all from one. I should just say the one place, but I don't. What's the one place?
Coolparents.co.
Get on there if you want to share that. That's the biggest thing you can do. You can leave a rating and a review, which is great. That's helpful. But the most helpful thing is to just tell people, send this fucking podcast to everybody that you know.
Send it to the moon, baby. I want to get this shit in space.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of we've been doing this for a long time, and we know it's quality content. We know it's good. All right? What we need is for our virus to spread.
Yeah.
So if you could give us a hand there and get some more people listening, tell your cool friends.
I heard a criticism.
What?
I heard a criticism.
Bullshit.
I'll keep him anonymous for now.
What is it?
He said he liked the old theme song better.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So I didn't think you'd be mad about that.
No.
But maybe.
I don't care because I made both of them.
I know.
So I don't care. No, the new one will be better. I've just been waiting to have you record a guitar part, and I keep forgetting.
I didn't even know that.
I mean, I've told you that, but I then forgot to ever bring it up until you're not around.
I can do.
I know. Just that lead part. Anyway.
I do a solo over it. Mm-hmm. I sound like Tony Bonabucci.
Tony Bonabucci.
Yeah, he's a very good guitar player. Joe Bonabucci and Masas.
Joby Bonamassas.
Joby Lanamassas.
You know who loves him?
Who?
Haas.
I know.
He always says, oh, one time I saw Joe Bonamassa at fucking Red Rocks, dude. Yeah. You shitting me? Best show I've ever seen.
I had another guy this week say, I told him I went to a wrestling show.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I used to watch wrestling, fucking Andre the Giant, fucking Chief J Strongbow. Guys just around here, it's always Chief J Strongbow. I don't know why.
Is that guy from around here?
Chief J?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, weird. Well, anyway, thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Barf.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Fuck the world.
Barf a nut.
Yeah.